fine crouton.
It's word salad with Amelia Discreet, only on 95 BFM.
Oh, Morena, Amelia, how are you?
Hello.
Hello.
Just coming out of some technical difficulties.
Well, it's lovely to hear your voice on the radio. What are we talking about in the world of words today?
Well, so last week we talked about terms for rural folk.
Okay.
Yes, and at the end of the segment, we said kind of like, oh, what terms are there for people from the city? I don't know. And then I had a big kind of like esprit d'escalier, as the French say.
What does that mean?
It means spirit of the staircase. It's like that feeling when you come up with a really, really good comeback, but the thing has already gone. Oh, like you're leaving.
That's me all the time. Yep, I know exactly the feeling.
Yeah, that's esprit d'escalier. And I was like, well, of course, there's lots of words. Well, there's a few words for people from the city that we can talk about. So we're going to talk about that today.
Okay, just FYI, we're getting a lot of breathing in the microphone, Amelia, just so you know.
Well,
does sound like a good gale coming in from
is
the radio.
Better?
Yeah, that's better. Yeah,
I put a doily on it.
Oh, nice. Okay, hit us with some of these words.
So I thought first we'd talk about Cockney.
Okay, hit me.
Yeah, so the first use of the term Cockney is in Piers Plowman. You may know Piers Plowman as an extremely old poem.
Ooh.
Okay.
Wait, it is a poem, right? It's a very old piece of... It is
I like
poem,
the idea, yes, that I might know what this is, but I actually don't. I have no clue.
I'm always going on about it in the office.
Okay.
I've been away for too long.
You have been away for too long. I've missed your poetry.
Piers Plowman from 1362. And Cockney in Piers Plowman means a cock's egg. So like a rooster's egg.
Ooh, okay.
A cockin' eye.
They can't lay eggs, can they? Roosters, generally.
No.
That was my thinking as well.
It's a chicken that does that, a hen.
And so, I mean, it says in my notes that they used it to describe people from London because they were so unusual, but I think it's probably more likely that they recognised that more diverse and metropolitan centres had progressive ideas about gender and sexuality.
Okay.
But, I mean, I've done no research. Happy Transgender Week of Awareness, everybody.
Exactly.
There are actually other theories for where Cockney comes from, because it's used in Chaucer to mean kind of like a girly boy.
Ooh. Chaucer did love to be a bit sort of on the cusp sometimes.
Yeah, but
most of the time,
ooey madam kind of stuff. And it seems like maybe the etymology is different because there's kind of lot. The word cock kind of means like a lot of things in English at various times.
Does it now?
I mean, I couldn't possibly say here on the radio.
Like a male rooster.
Yes.
A male rooster is... anyway, we have digressed once again on this segment full of digressions.
When you say you couldn't possibly say, you don't have to then say it, Rachel. Come on. So one that we got sent in from a friend of the show, Rowan from Wine Cellar. Hello.
Hey, Rowan.
Rowan,
hi.
If you're listening, was loopy.
Apparently this was like specific to Thames and the Coromandel in the 80s. This is what Rowan said. Is that right?
So I mean, that's Rowan's experience of it. I looked into it. The kind of the only information I could find was a fairly recent New Zealand article that was talking to people from all kinds of New Zealand kind of summer towns.
Ooh, okay.
And so the word loopy for them was used to refer to the people who come and visit in summer.
Batch owners and so holiday like
seasonal,
makers.
Seasonal visitors. And I couldn't find a kind of an etymology for it. But I think it's a good one if you just want to like start throwing insults at urbanites.
Okay, yeah, yeah, you're blimmin' loopy from central Auckland.
Yeah, but like so most of the insults for people from the city are kind of calling them like fancy boys, essentially.
Right.
So, like, oh, you dress extremely well, you absolute prick. So another one of those is dude.
Oh, really? Is that a city specific word?
Well, yeah, originally in the like 1870s, so a dude was someone who dressed very fashionably and was specifically used as kind of derogatory term for like essentially dandies, and that is thought to be the origin, as in Yankee Doodle dandy. Instead of the dandy part, it's the doodle part. So you're a doodle.
Right.
You're a doodle. That feels like an insult you'd throw at your sibling when you're a child, you know?
Yes, it definitely does. And I mean, you know, we're all dudes now. That's just the way that society progresses.
I did not know that dude was such an old word, I have to say. I thought it was maybe something that came out in the 1970s and surfers were saying it. You know, that's where my sort of guess at the etymology would have gone.
So the kind of the 1970s is where it becomes the how we use it today, which is just like some guy,
just
and
it's kind of
between the 1870s and the 1960s that it is more used to refer specifically to fashion guys. So like, you know. Sorry, am I just gonna do this forever? You know the Bright Young Things.
In which context?
The 1920s socialite group, the Bright Young, described as the
I'm
going
to say
things.
No, I don't.
You ever read Vile Bodies by Evelyn Waugh? Great book.
Yes, I have. Got you.
Yeah, and like Cecil Beaton, he takes photos of all the pretty people.
Yes,
and they're dudes.
They're dudes. Oh my gosh.
Yeah, they're dudes. They're given as like the kind of the big example of dudes that I have here.
The top dudes.
the top dudes. And they're all kind of dressed in silks and lounging around and taking soft focus photos.
That's my dream.
So someone said that on Waiheke, they're just called part-timers. So,
oh, I like that.
I like that too.
Part-timers is good. Hey, Rach, you know how you wanted me to pick a song and I couldn't think of one?
Yeah, go on.
If you can find Cecil Beaton's Scrapbook by the Would-Be Goods.
All right, I'll have a Google while we talk. Yeah.
Okay, so I've got a couple more. Tenderfoot.
Tenderfoot?
Yes. Tenderfoot, which is pretty self-explanatory, I think.
Because you don't walk a lot. You're not running through the forest or the field.
Yeah, so it's like... And this one is more used like when the city folk go to the countryside.
They've all got tender feet because they've been walking around in shoes.
They're all wearing shoes, like disgusting, unnatural freaks. If God wanted us to wear shoes, he would have made our feet out of leather.
I'm not even going to unpack that one this morning.
That's got layers the more you think about it.
It's got a lot of layers.
so tenderfoot is kind of like... greenhorn, but as far as I know, although some people are like, oh, people call people from the city greenhorns, I think that's more general, like anyone who's not kind of experienced at stuff.
A greenhorn. And
but
is that
tenderfoot is more specifically like a city kind of person.
I sort of, when I think of a tenderfoot, I'm kind of imagining like a deer prancing through like Bambi, you know, prancing through the forest. But it's probably more likely me trying to walk down the gravel driveway on like a summer's day.
I mean, a hoof is the opposite of a tenderfoot, surely.
A hoof?
A hoof.
On the hoof. What else have you got for us, Amelia?
Well, there was a TV show called Tenderfoot, wasn't there? Sorry, I'm having a brain blast. The last one I have is Yuppie.
Yuppie, okay. It's a classic. It got texted in a lot last week.
Yes. And so it kind of gets like backronymed. Like it seems like yuppie starts off as more of a portmanteau for like young urban professional or young upwardly mobile professional. It's just like a young professional kind of, and it gets like vaguely portmanteaued into yuppie. And then later on, people are like, oh, it probably stands for young urban professional person.
Just like, the yup.
Yeah. But this was huge in the '80s, the yuppie, and they're kind of like, a lot of variations were formed, of which the only one I could find much about was Dinky.
Dinky.
Which is dual income, no kids.
Oh, yes. Yeah, I remember that one.
I mean, yeah, there are more and more of those.
Of course, there's Jaffa, which is self-explanatory. We did get that one sent in a lot.
Oh, yes, Jaffa.
I'd like to think that was... I was just going to say, I'd like to think that was sent in by the people in, like, the Coromandel who do listen to the show, just being like, aha, I've got one for you, Tamaki Makoto.
Yeah, that's another one where I'm like, I'm always very suspicious of acronym etymologies.
Mm. Why?
Because they're usually made up.
Right.
Okay. Do you have any clues on Jaffa?
But I think Jaffa may be a genuine one.
Right. What you mean?
But I might do some more research, and we may have to talk about this one off air because it is
swearing,
not particularly safe for work.
For
it's a dangerous,
10
dangerous
to 10.
Acronym.
Someone's texted
just
in
another
saying,
friendly Aucklander.
Hey, it's true. Someone's texted in saying that when they lived in Ohakune, they called all the people who came to the snow from out of town punters with a capital P, just punters.
Oh, nice. I like that.
And someone texted in. I was gonna ask you about this because someone texted in saying, where does Dude Ranch come from? But then another texter, without me even having to say it on air, answered that question, saying that Dude Ranches were where city people went to do cowboy stuff and, you know, pretend to be a cowboy on a tourist farm.
Aw, and it's also the best Blink-182 album.
Hey, thank you, Amelia. I did find Cecil Beaton for you, so I reckon we should crack into Cecil Beaton's scrapbook by the Would Be Goods. Have a lovely rest of your morning.
I've got a cup of tea waiting for me.
Oh, lovely. Give Piggy the Cat a little pat from us, and we'll see you soon.
Oh, that's a whole other story. I'll tell you about that.
Ka kite.
Bye.
A soothblade flavored with Chanel number 5. Take a look. Here's Cecil Beaton's scrapbook. Beauty created with a palette knife. Take a look. Here's Cecil Beaton's scrapbook. They may grow old, but the image will stay the same.
We did get a few texts about All the Young Dudes by Mott the Hoople being another good song we could play. We'll play it another time. It is a great tune. This one is a truly very Amelia pick, though, so
it is.
I feel like it's good to go with Cecil Beaton's scrapbook by the Would Be Goods this morning. Someone who is living in Russell says that holiday people are still called loopies there. And we've had someone ruminating on the meaning of Dinky and how it potentially suggests that we should all be breeders as well.
Oh, God.
The social contexts of these words are genuinely fascinating. So thank you for sending all of your messages in. And thank you once again to the wonderful Amelia Discreet.
Vinaigrette originally referred to small vinegar.
Word salad with Amelia Discreet on 95 BFM.